Okay, we go five short. Parshas Vayeshev, Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, Eretz Yisrael Chizik, Tavshin Pedalad. Ideas, our learning should be first and foremost for our brothers and sisters, Chayalim, Chaylod, and the hostages in Eretz Yisrael, and Nishmas Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas of Shumi Yisraeliyah, Ben Rav Pinchas Aaron. The first idea comes to us from the Kedushas Levi, the opening pasuk to our Parshas Vayeshev, Yaakov, Eretz Megiri Oviv, Eretz Canaan. Yaakov settles in the land of his father's sojournings in the land of Canaan. The Kedushas Levi wants to know, why do we have to know that Yaakov settled back by where Yitzchak, Dafka Yitzchak? She says a beautiful idea. She Yaakov inu haya mefachi tomid shem hu adayin chosab avodos Hashem yisbach. Yaakov was afraid that he was always lacking in his avodos Hashem. It wasn't like Rashi says that he wanted to settle down b'shava and then watch Netflix his entire life. No. He was scared that he was never going to be complete, or he was always felt like he was lacking in the voice of Hashem. That's what we read back in the pasuk. The Yeshiv Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Megurei is not just a lashon of living, of gar, but a lashon of yira. The Yeshiv Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. He feared that he wasn't living up to his father. Shetamin hayayakov mefached shem adayin lo avras Hashem karay. What does it mean that he wasn't living up to Yitzchak's standards? No. Shahaya Yaakov Eretz Megurei Aviv, that he was pachad, that he was nervous, that he could have done more in his avodas Hashem, that he could have and he should have done more, and he wasn't shemalo avodas abori karoi. Right, we know that Yitzchak from the Zohar that Yitzchak represents the pachad. Right, Avram was ava chesed. Yitzchak was known as pachad, as gvura. But yeah, what does it mean v'yeshiv, that he had this midah, he had this trait, he had this DNA that he was never done growing in his avodas Hashem. That's why Yeshu Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv. That he had this pachad Megurei Aviv from Yitzchak, that he was never complete in his avodas Hashem. And this is something that we're always looking to grow in our Yiddishkeit. The Noam HaMelech, the Rebbe HaMelech says, we're going to say this in 8 days of Chanukah. Pischli sharei tzedek avavam odaka. Pashup shad, the HaMelech says, the Kaddish Baruch, open up the gates so I could thank you. But says the Rebbe HaMelech, and this is the back of the Noam HaMelech, in the Kutish Hashana, he says, Pischli sharei tzedek. If a Jew is looking to grow, if a Jew is looking to search and to yearn and is thirsting, he's hungry for more davening, more Yiddishkeit, more chesed, then avovam odeka, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you. Like it says from the Imre Mordechai, or Mordechai Shapiro, the Talmud Muvak of Baron Kotler, Sali says, Yosef, if a Jew is looking to grow, Hashem Aleichem. Let's say there's a hal. Hashem says, I'm going to be there, but Hapal Tarim Asayin or so. And this is brought down by the Sarmi Gedoshim. The machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but whether you light 1 to 8 or 8 to 1, and we pass like Beis Hillel, Moisef Oholech, we're always looking to grow. First night 1, second night 2, and I think it's brought down by the Sar Megadosh, but I forgot which one won. But that's what Chanukah stands for. Chanukah stands for Ner Chanukah VeHalacha KeBeis Hillel. The Rashi tables for that. Ner Chanukah VeHalacha KeBeis Hillel. By Ner is Chanukah, the Halacha follows, but like Beis Hillel. Moisef Oholech. We're always looking to increase. We never feel like we're done. We're never done davening for Eretz Yisrael. Never done davening for the hostages. Never done davening for their brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. We're never done. That's the Kedushas Levi. That's the Rebbe of Meilech. That's the Rebbe Mordechai Shapiro. And that's from Moisev Oholech, the Machlokas Beisel Veshame, from the Sarma Kedushim by the Remez, idea number 2. Second Pasuk Torah, Parsha of Salvechik, has two beautiful ideas. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov. And first it tells us about Yosef. We know Rashi says that that at the end of the day Yosef looked like Yaakov, but says that Rav Soloveitchik on this Rashi, it wasn't just that Yosef resembled Yaakov. Aside from their physical resemblances, their experiences were also very similar. Both Yaakov and Yosef proved that the bris could be observed in the exile, that dafka learning and to be growing in outside of Eretz Yisrael, you could do that. Yaakov demonstrated the covenant's viability outside of his birthplace during his 20-year sojourn in Padan Aram, while serving Lavan. And Yosef demonstrated this one could be committed to the bris in bondage regularly when he was one in Mitzrayim. And Rav Soloveitchik said that in 1974. And 1 year later, in 1975, Rav Soloveitchik added a second thing. We know that Yaakov and Yosef, not only did they physically look like each other, but he says metaphysically also, spiritually, there's a tremendous unity between them. This type of union is later expressed in Parshas Miketz, Nafsho Keshur B'Nafsho. And when the brothers are saying we need Binyamin to come back, Yaakov wasn't landing because Nafsho Keshur B'Nafsho, because their nefashos, their souls were interconnected. Binyamin was his last memory of Rachel, and at the end of the day, his soul was connected to Binyamin, just like They were not two people, Yaakov and Yomin. You know who was not two people? It was one person, Yaakov and Yosef. They were not two persons. They were one person. Yaakov's awareness and eye awareness, Nafshel Krub Shur of Nafshel, wasn't just by Binyamin. It also included Yosef. Yaakov's love for his other children did not precipitate this oneness that Yaakov had with Binyamin and this oneness that Yaakov had with Yosef. And I think at the end of the day, this oneness is actually very connected to an idea I saw one of the WhatsApps, one of the Chevra wrote from Reb Nosson. And when it says that Yosef was a nar with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, so really, Chazal say that it's a childish thing. He played with his hair. Beautiful. But says the Rebbe Nosson in a very breathtaking way, Likut Halachas Hashkamas HaBoiker, he says that Yosef just wanted to be one of the guys. He used brilliant strategies to act as if he was a youth as well. He was just one of the guys. He took the same approach as the Tzaddik and Rabbi Nachman's story of the Turkey Prince. Rabbi Nachman has that incredible maisa with the prince becomes a turkey and he gets under the table, becomes a great. That it wasn't chassid saying something bad about Yosef, but he wanted to become being one of the guys with B'nai Bil, B'nai Zilpah. So that's why he looked like he was playing with his hair, but really down deep, he was just doing it to mask and just to be regular, to be normal. Just to be one. There was a union. There was a union there. I think that's the connection that I saw from Rav Soloveitchik. The same way that Yaakov and Yosef had that connection, that physical ability, that spiritual ability to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of Galus. Rav Soloveitchik said that. He said it even further a year later. Nafsho Keshur B'Nafsho. We saw Rabbi Nassim said the same idea that Yosef was able to have that union, a union with his brothers. He wasn't just playing with his hair. Stam doing that so he could be able to relate, to become relatable. And I think that's a very tremendous connection, especially during Hanukkah, not to feel like we're the menorah and everybody else is darkness, but to find the menorah within every Jew and to be able to connect in our own way, to realize that we're on chelak yichamim al mamish. Like Rabbi Tauger just said over on Shabbos Kodesh, he said, the whole ini of Av Yisrael, according to the Alter Rebbe, is Alter Necha Kameicha, is that you're neshama, I'm a neshama, we're a union, we're one entity. Beautiful idea from Rav Soloveitchik's two ideas, 1974, 75, Rav Nelson and Rav Tauger, Shlita, idea number three. Third pasuk Tara Parsha, third vort. Ki ben zukunim hu lo. Yosef was known to Yaakov as his ben zukunim. His ben zukunim was ben zukunim, a child of his old age, but Rashi quotes from Targum Unglus, Shanol lo the eighth lead to good. The pasuk says that he was born when he was older. Unglus Targum bar chokim hu lo. He was a wise son to him. Koma shalom mikshem ve'ever masulo. Everything he gave over to he learned in Shiva Shem Ever, he gave over to him. Says the MS Yaakov, there's gotta be something here that Rashi is giving over. Madu Dafka is Torah Shem Ever Masulo. What is Rashi coming to include from Unkelus that Yaakov gave this over to Yosef? And this is exactly the, we said this before in the past, but we have this, probably one of my favorite, or my the top two favorites, MS Yaakov, because it always connects to Hanukkah. What was Yeshiva Torah Shem Ever? Whether he didn't have Yiddishkeit by his father, by Yitzchak? He couldn't learn Torah over there. What was special about the Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? And he says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, MS Yaakov, that Yaakov muchruch limso dafkulos a Torah hamiyuchedes a Torah hagolus Torah Shem Ve'ever v'ha'onim ha'achem shivdekash shelo yodus etziva mandu lo min Yaakov imyosef Torah yosef toy mashalom es tekinemo refu. He says, you want to know why Yaakov dafka taught Yosef? Because Yaakov saw that Yosef was going to need the Yiddishkeit, the Torah Yeshiva Torah Shem Ve'ever. What was the Torah Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever? Who was Shem Ve'ever? They lived in the times of Noach. They lived in tremendous Hellenism, tremendous Greek kite. And at the end of the day, there was tremendous Western cultures that was coming into our Yiddishkeit. Yaakov said, this is the Yiddishkeit that I needed to go before I went to Lavan, and I know that Yosef's going to need this. I don't know when, I don't know how, but Yosef's going to need to be able to stand strong. To be able to stand strong. And this is before going to Lavan, he dafka went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever to learn over that Torah, and dafka Yaakov gives over to the Yosef. And Rak Yosef, Hutzach, the Torah Shem Ve'ever. Isn't that what Chanukah is all about? Right? It's brought down by the Achronim. I think it's by the Levush and others brought down that there's no Sudas Mitzvah. You can have a Rishus of Mitzvah of Chanukah. But the Greeks weren't coming for our bodies, they're coming for our neshamas, coming for our Yiddishkeit. They're coming for our souls. Shabbos, Chodesh, Mila, Torah. There's no Kedusha. No, we believe in the Kedusha. We believe in finding Kedusha in the physical. There's nothing such thing just as just having stam sports. No, we find the Yiddishkeit, find the neshama in everything that we do. Finding the neshama in everything we do. And Dafka, that's what Yaakov gives over that Torah. The Torah, Shema, Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. That's a tremendous lesson, especially by Chanukah. At the end of the day, to be able to make sure that we stand fire for Chodesh Baruch Hu, even in this long galus, we're staying strong to our Torah's galus. Torah Sagalas, to be able to be on fire for our Chodesh Baruch Hu and everything that we do. Everyone's Chalik and Torah is different. Chelik and Torah b'seichal kina b'sar tzechel. Ashok chedus. Ashok says everyone has their own chelik. Someone's chelik is learning. Someone's chelik can be in chesed and tefillah. Everyone has their own chelik. But we have to make sure that we have to be stay strong in these last few minutes before Mashiach. Beautiful emes to Yaakov. And the Ashok Hakadosh, idea number 4. Today was Chaf Aleph Kislev, so we'll see a word from the name of the Satmar Rebbe, who quoted his father-in-law, the Rav Mipalinch. So let's see later. Rashi says, Lamates Yud Aleph. Lamates Yud Aleph. So we're jumping all the way ahead to the middle of Shishi with the whole Indian of Potiphar. What happens? That Potiphar's wife grabs him to be able to be Elazos Malachto. And what saves Yosef from committing the terrible sin? The Musti Yud Nisha Aviv, the Gemara and Sota, Lamed Vav Amed Beis. What's this lashon of the most initial aviv? Incredible idea. Some say that I heard a very nice idea last year that we know that Yaakov and Yosef looked. So really, who did he see? He didn't see Yaakov. He saw himself. He saw he could be so much better. He saw who am. What is this? This is not who I am. That's not what the Sam Rebbe. Sam Rebbe says an incredible idea. The Yaakov is following the Yaakov and Yosef hatarik hayo nechlakab dosein b'anyanu halavush. It was davka and specifically in clothing. They had different customs, different thoughts. She Yaakov suffered the Yesh Leilach Livish Kiv Dibdi Chassidim. She Inmak Timin Kol Kach Shai Boif and Ano. You have to go like the Chassidim. You shouldn't care for how you look so much. But Abba Yusuf Atzadik, Hayadach Abba Zashem L'Salsa Basaro. He wanted to be able to look nice and he combed his hair a little bit. But once he saw Yosef, that at the end of the day that him combing his hair got him in trouble, he saw that his father's way was correct. Shenirlo demus diyugno shel aviv. What does that mean? Kloma shera ki tov yosdovish ki yugno shel aviv. That his clothing, that his physical outwear, should have stayed with his father's pshitas connection of not getting fancy. Miata nira benyon of yosu derech zekiel. They say you not sumin asoyim v'hudaver nifla. Says Amram in very sam at the goy. He said, yeah, it's very nice to be able to do things, but you have to be able to make sure to stay with the mesora. Yosef got in trouble. What Yosef saw has got him in trouble. And they said, you know what, maybe the Masorah is really correct. There's certain things that I have to be myself, but there's certain things that I can't go away from. And he saw that the Sadman Rebbe's father, I think Dafka was used specifically when it comes to Lavush. But I think everybody knows their own personal thing. And I think this could be maybe a war from the Kujan Sarmalagan. Ezo Gibor HaKoybish Yitzra. Who is strong? Mishra Pekarevas Parak Dalet says, the only one who conquers his Yitzra, not the Yitzra, his Yitzra. Everybody knows their own Yitzra. Yaakovina was trying to tell Yosef. Yosef thought in his own way, and then he realized that at the end of the day, Yaakov is right. Everybody knows their own Yitzhahara. Everyone knows their own personal struggle. And that's what Hanukkah is all about, to be able to know, to light up on fire, to be able to make sure we have that energy, to be able to fight off that Choshech Zuyovin, the Medrash says, fight off that Yitzhahara that we have. Beautiful idea from the Salman Rov and the Kujus Samagar, idea number 5. The last Pasuk to our Parsha, the whole Indian. So Yosef gets thrown into jail with the baker and the butler. And what happens is that he saw of him tala kasher pasul am Yosef. They hang the baker like Yosef said. Lo zacha sar mashke b'Yosef ishkacher. Right? Yosef told the butler, when you get out, remember me. And yet he didn't forget him on that day. And afterwards, Rashi says they should tell about Yosef the zacha huta atlios also shnei shanim, because he didn't fully commit the rabbonu shalom. He did his job, so he got 2 more years. Good. Says the brochure, but something a little bit different than Rashi. Kasav shezesh nasa kinch lo zachat sar mashkim sar yoshvei kishchayu hayatoy begadol Yosef. It actually was a very good thing that the butler didn't remember Yosef. Why? Shvei kol kavaras sar mashkim hayla ashpilu levazoso. And the whole point of the butler is that he's going to embarrass Yosef. Like you saw later, next week's Parsha's Miketz, said, yeah, there's some Jewish slave over there. And then, and only the Kemosher on Besov Kishdibel if they part of it, Sricha Melzi Yosef, a manar ever every. Im Ken al Achas Kam of Kam, Im Haya Zorcha Tisav as Yosef, Shai Mashbim Vazos Ad Maod, Yosef Hai Sover Mitzdam is al Ken Osta Kashbrach and Shishach Vienu. Yes, it looked like a punishment, but ended up being, if Yosef would have got out right then and there, he wouldn't have needed Yosef. He would have been embarrassed tremendously. So a tremendous lesson in Munu Bitachon, that even if something didn't work out right now, we know that at the end of the day, it's going to be able to work out. If it didn't work out, it's not the end. And this is what the Nesiv Hashem says, that what was the last yomtiv that the Chazal put into, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu put into Galus? Chanukah Purim. These are the yomim toivim of Amunah and Bitachon. Amunah and Bitachon. And even if it didn't work out, there's a reason why it didn't work out. And Rashi says, yeah, he was punished, but at the end of the day, it ended up being good. Because if he got out right then and there, first of all, the brothers and Yaakov would never be able to get to Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, if he would have came right out then and there, it would have been some Evet Ivri, and he would have been the whole point of the Sar Mashkin. He didn't care about Yosef. He was going to throw him out. the end of the day, his punishment ended up being his reward. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the refuah before the makkah, like Chazal say, gave the healing before the disease. What an incredible idea from the Beroshi Besamim. And I'm not sure if you pronounce the Beroshi Besamim. I think it's Beroshi Besamim. The Rabbi always quotes it, and the Siv Shalom roots of these five ideas. The first idea we said from the Kiddush Levi, V'yeshiv Yaakov Eretz Me'erim Eretz Meguri Aviv. What's Meguri Aviv? Meguri Aviv doesn't just mean live, but he lived with the pachad of Yitzchak. He lived as he never thought he was done in his Yiddishkeit. He's always looking to do more, always looking to progress. Pischli Shari Tzedek Ovav Amoraka, says the Rabbi Melech, that a Chodesh Baruch Hu says, Pischli Shari Tzedek. We always feel like we're at the opening. We never feel like we're done. Ovav Amoraka, I'm going to come help you. Like Rav Mordechai Shpes says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. If you feel like you want to grow, Hashem Aleichem, I'm going to be there to help you. Abel Atar Mesainos, or the Chazal say, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, you're going to be purified. I'm going to help you do that. And that's why what the Chazal say, the Chanukah stands for Ner Chanukah, the Halacha Kibitzil, the Machok has been the Mishram Beisil, whether you go from 1 to 8, 1 to 8 to 1, Moisiv over there, we go on like Beisil. 1 to 8, always looking to do more, never done Torah, never done davening, never done Chavar Chesed, especially now and with the ever the Matzav and Eretz Yisrael. The second idea we said from Rav Soloveitchik, there's two ideas, 1974 and 75. He said, the first idea he said, that not only did Yaakov resemble Yosef, that Yosef and Yaakov looked like each other, but they understood that a person could thrive in Golus. And that's what we saw. And in 1975, the Rav said, that not only were they physically connected, but metaphysically, Nafsho Krushur, but Nafsho didn't just apply to Yaakov and Binyamin, but also implied to Yaakov and Yosef as well. That they were one. They were one. And that's what Rabbi Nachman said, that Yosef was playing with his hair to be able to make him feel like he was one of the guys with Bnei Zilpah and Bila. Just be like to have that union, to have that connection with each other. The third idea, not to feel like you're holier than thou. The third idea was from the Yaakov Kamenetsky, was Kibed Zakunim Rashi says, he'd be able to give up over his wisdom. What was the wisdom? Everything he learned in Yeshiva Sheva, Torah Sheva Ever. Why Dafka Yosef? Because Yaakov saw that Yosef was going to need the Torah Sheva Sheva Ever. But he called it a Torah Sagalas, to be strong in the Yiddishkeit, strong in 2023 when the whole world is so upside down, politically, morally, ethically, the whole world is upside down. But we have the Torah Kedosha, we have to be able to stay strong. Torah Sagalas, Yaakov gave that to Yosef, and Yosef gave that to every single one of us. We have to stay strong in the Galus, and that's the whole Indian of Chanukah. When there's so much Yavanim, physically, metaphysically, politically, ethically, morally, just look at the news, it's mamish crazy how many people are taking over the world, thinking that Israel is that wrong. When you have the Torah, your head is straight. We know what's right. The Sam Rebbe quoted his father-in-law when it said that he was. That he went to go do the work, or whether to do the Avera. It says Rashi says the Yudim saved him. The Gemara and Sodah Lamed Vav, it saved him. It wasn't just that his seeing his father or seeing the reflection like we saw. He saw himself. But it says the Sadmi Rebbe that he had this whole different opinions from Yaakov and Yosef. Yosef was able to be able to. He wanted to be able to look good, and Yaakov said he stayed on the Masorah to staying simple. And Yosef saw when he got into trouble that Yaakov was right. Everybody has their own connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make sure we stay down to our Masorah, but everyone also has their own Yitzhara. Yaakov didn't have the Yitzhara of Yosef, and Yosef was able to saw Yitzhara, Giba, Kovish, Yitzhara, not the Yitzhara, Yitzro, Yitzhara Shalos, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone has their own Chelak, their own Yitzhara. And finally, Rosh, someone says that really, in the last passage of Lo Yishkach, he didn't forget. He didn't remember Yosef. It ended up being that it was really a reward, because if Yosef got right around then, it would have been terrible. That he would have just lambasted him. He would never have risen to the power that he got. All the Saramashkim was just worried about himself. He was going to embarrass him. At the end of the day, it was good. It was good. Yes, he got 2 more years, but it ended up being good. And that's what the Siv Hashem tells us. Chag Emunah, Chag Bitachon. Yes, it looked like the beginning. It was bad. It was really good. But that Chazal said, Dafka put in Chanukah and Purim at the end of Golus, we're able to stay strong. Yes, it might look like October 7th was bad, but now look to 2 months later, and we're still davening, and we're not thinking, and we're not forgetting about all those holy Yidden that were killed less than 2 months ago, and the whole hal on the hostages. But we know there's a tremendous light now, and a tremendous Achdus in Klai, so we have to continue to hold on to that Achdus, and to know that at the end of the day, like Netanyahu said, we didn't start this war, but we'll finish it. Rabbi Schefter corrected him. He said, October 7th was a pogrom. We'll finish the war, but the Klai Yisrael started the war, we'll finish the war. October 7th, Hamas, Yimach Shemam started the war. Have that Munah and Bitachon, even if it's hard. Not every day is easy. Not every day is easy at all. Hold on tight. Tantam, Munah and Bitachon, the Munah and Bitachon of Chanukah, to Purim, to hold on tight, Mamish. Shvizoch Bezaz Hashem, to never feel like we're done with our Yinu Yiddishkeit, to always to know that we could always grow and thrive and to be one with each other. Never feel like we're above someone else. To know to be strong in the Torah Sagalas, be strong Torah, Tefillin, our Kedusha, and our Midos, to understand that everyone has their own Yitzhahara, and to understand that at the end of the day, if something didn't work out, Kadosh Baruch Hu was, and I was as a big old Haram, but as Hashem wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, Alech Techa Chanukah, and Shabbos to light the menorah in Yerushalayim.